heard about the Indigenous Marathon Project a few years ago, and it was always something that I wanted to do. Obviously, I never thought I'd be able to run a marathon, but here we are with 6 months of training and ready to take on New York City Marathon.
6 months training. You know, you're speaking to a marathon runner. I run marathons.
Yeah.
Well, back where I come from, I'm originally from East Africa, and we have some of the greatest runners there. Running is just part of our daily life. And
You must just be a natural runner. See, I'm not a natural runner. it's hard for me.
You had only
but
six.
I still get out there and do it.
6 months training, and you're ready to go. Wow, that's quite a feat.
I'm not going to be a fast runner, but I'll get past that finish line, and that's all that matters.
That's the most important.
It's amazing what the human mind and the human body can achieve.
Definitely, because the biggest hurdle is not the distance; it's the battle against yourself.
Definitely. So you always have those negative thoughts come up in your mind about whether you can do it and whether to keep going. But you know, we all the squad members have a purpose as to why we want to do this, and I think having a purpose as to why can make you continue on.
What led you into this project? Because you don't decide overnight, oh, I'm just going to run. What was the motivation?
So my husband and I separated nearly 2 months ago now.
Yeah.
So there was probably a year of where I was quite depressed and drinking too much and trying to raise three little girls by myself. So it was a bit of a struggle, and I got to the point where, you know, my kids were say to me, oh, you're going out again to dinner, Mummy, and that'll be me going out for, you know, a night out on the town. So taking a step back and realising that that's probably not how I want my children to grow up like. So that's when I applied for IMP, that, you know, give me a focus and something to work towards. And, you know, the kids now are like, oh, how many kilometres are you running today, Mum? They're so proud. They come running with me. And yeah, so it's made a real positive change in my life and my girl's life.
Yeah, because that's the beauty of running, because it's a lonely experience, but also an opportunity to reflect, think, and, you know, gather your thoughts properly while you're actually also getting fit at the same time. That's the beauty about running.
You went through
6 months training. You have to qualify. You can't just do 6 months and just run.
Yeah,
tell us about this grueling experience of training and getting mentally and physically ready to take on the New York Marathon.
Yeah, and then we didn't even know whether we were getting in. So we did the 30K run in Alice Springs.
Yeah.
Obviously in the middle of the desert, and it's quite hot. We started real early in the morning, but it was still towards late 20 degrees and early 30 degree weather.
Yeah.
So it was hard, but my girls and my family is what put me on the track to keep pushing through.
Yeah. Did they run with you, or?
The 30Ks pretty much was you're completely by yourself, because there was obviously 11 squad members that were running.
Yeah.
But obviously everybody's at their own pace. My other squad member, Melita, her and I are similar paces, so which we had each other to run with, but the rest of them were pretty much running by themselves, and would have our coach and Rob DiCostello would, you know, drive up and down the highway, which we were running, and give us water and stuff, which is good, supporting us and keep telling us to push on through.
Tell us a typical day of training. How is it? How does it?
So, obviously wake up, because I've got the girls by myself all the time. I don't generally get my runs done in the morning.
Yeah.
I generally do them in the afternoon and at the park. So there's a 500-metre track, which I do laps and laps and laps of, just so I can obviously have the girls sitting there waiting, and, you know, they play at the park while I'm running. Yeah, roughly about, you know, 48 to 50 Ks averaging over the week.
That's pretty good. And how old are the girls?
My eldest is 9, my middle girl's 7, and my little one's 5.
Yeah, and they'll be watching, and they'll see you crossing the line.
Fingers crossed, yes.
Yeah, what do they think about that prospect?
They're very excited. They can't wait. They're non-stop talking about it, and when they see their friends and stuff, my mummy's running in the New York Marathon, and it'd be good if they could come over, but I'll be more focused and concentrate on getting the run done as well.
You a mum? A single mom now, running.
Yep.
But your life is not just that. Or you work in a school.
Yeah, I work in a school. So I'm a big role model and inspiration to the primary kids that I work with. So, which is good.
Yeah.
Just showing them that anything's possible. And if they want to do something, then they've got to work towards it. And, you know, there's ups and downs. Like, my training hasn't been smooth, or, you know, I've had really bad runs. And it's just teaching them that there's going to be ups and downs in life, but if you keep pushing forward, you reap the rewards.
Well, as a former runner myself, I can tell you my first real competition when I had to compete with others, I couldn't make it. Whereas practicing and daily just running as we used to run between ourselves, we were very athletic back then, it was about 30 years ago. We could run easily 45, 50, 60 kilometers without any problem. But when I had to compete with others, I couldn't make it the first time.
Yeah.
And that was more not about the physical ability. It was more the fight in my mind, just thinking, these guys.
Mind's very powerful sometimes.
That's the thing. It was the fight with my own mental ability to cope, and I couldn't make it. But then, after a few trials, I was able to compete. I didn't win any medals, but finishing a marathon is something that I've done a couple of times.
It's an achievement itself, isn't it?
It's a wonderful thing. It's a really wonderful thing. After the 30K run, have you practiced the real thing, the 42?
No, so the longest run we've ever done is that 30K in Alice Springs.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of 20-plus K runs back home, but nothing over 30.
Yeah, no, once you're there with the crowd, the big crowd, I'm pretty sure nothing's going to stop.
The adrenaline will just push us along.
No, nothing will stop you. That's the biggest and best feeling. And any message out there to the kids who follow you at school and the community before I let you go?
Just to, have a dream and anything's possible, guys. Like, I didn't think this would ever come true, and it is. So dream big and work hard.